It's time once again for that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, the mighty 101.5 FM. I am Jim Samaria.
And I am your humble co-host, Mark Plotnick. Each week, we bring you music, insights, and interviews covering the most influential era for rock, pop, blues, fusion, prog, soul, and R&B music.
That's a lot of different music,
yes.
Mark.
And from the 1950s through the 1980s.
Yeah, Mark and I are the authors of the book Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today. The book features my photography of classic rock artists from 1973 to present day with words by that Pluto, the Disney dog, or Plato?
No, the great philosopher.
Oh, the philosopher. Mr. Mark Plotnick.
That's right, Jim. And I'm pretty sure Plato once said, I play music, therefore I am. Of course, that's not exactly what he said. But
it was something like
something
that.
Something like that. Before we get into today's show, let's define the distinction between an original song, a cover song, and a remake. An original song is one that is recorded either by the original artist or composer. So, Jim, tell us about the other types.
Well, I'm glad you asked. A cover song is a new performance or recording by someone other than the original artist or composer. And a remake or remix is a version that differs from the original in beat, tempo, and instrumentation.
In the early days of rock and roll, it was not unusual for some performers, for example, Pat Boone, to perform conservative or safer covers in order to reach a different audience. But even the Beatles did 6 cover songs on their debut album as a way to honor their heroes.
Yeah, and just going back to Pat Boone, he did Little Richard songs, Come On.
Correct.
Oh, geez. Yeah. In some cases, a cover or reinterpretation is even more successful than the original. For example, one that I really like is Janis Joplin's cover of Me and Bobby McGee, which was better than, I thought, Kris Kristofferson's original.
Yeah, me too. With all that said, today's show is the first episode in the series we are calling Song Versus Song. Jim and I will offer insights into an original song and a cover, and then compare these versions by playing them back to back. So here goes.
Well, our first song versus song is All Along the Watchtower. It was originally written and performed by Bob Dylan and first appeared on the 1967 album John Wesley Harding. The song features Dylan on guitar and harmonica, along with 2 veterans of the Nashville music scene. The song's final version is a result of 2 takes spliced together. All Along the Watchtower is also said to be Dylan's most performed song, and over time, he borrowed from the cover version that he felt far superior to his own.
That's right. And Jimi Hendrix worshipped Bob Dylan. After hearing the song, Hendrix fell in love with it. His rich cover version appeared on the 1968 double album Electric Ladyland. It was also released as a single and peaked at number 20 in the U.S. and number 5 in the U.K. But 50 years later, it still gets frequent airplay. And according to Jimi Hendrix's producer, Eddie Kramer, there was almost no song rehearsal. Dave Mason played 12-string on the song. Hendrix played both 6-string acoustic and electric guitars. In addition, he also played bass because Noel Redding had left the recording studios, and I'm not sure why that happened.
He did all those guitars at the same time? No.
I doubt it. That would have, he was great, but not that great.
Well, and as you know, Dave Mason also recorded his own version of the song.
Yes, he did. He did. We could have done that one, too.
Yeah, but. And it's a good version. But anyway, let's listen to both versions of a song that Dylan meant as parable. That is, a simple story used to illustrate a moral or spiritual lesson.
There must be some way out of here, said the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth. The thief, he kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now. The hour is getting late. watchtower, princes kept the view. While all the women came and went, barefoot servants too. Outside in the distance, a wild cat did growl. Two riders were approaching, the wind began to howl.
Must be some kind of way out of here, say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine, plowman dig my earth. None will level on the mine, nobody world. Hey. No reason to get excited, the thing be kind of slow. There are many here among us but a joke, but you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate, so let us start talking falsely now, the hour's getting late, hey!
Great versions. Love them both.
Well, let's move on to the Beatles. When the Beatles were in their final stages of Sgt. Pepper's, Lennon and McCartney wrote With a Little Help from My Friends. The song's original working title was, what was it, Jim?
I don't know.
Okay, it was Badfinger Boogie. And actually, I didn't know that. But because Lennon couldn't use an injured finger while laying down the song's piano part for that particular song, they decided to make up a funny name, and there was, you know, a working title until they came up with the final title. Lennon and McCartney wrote the song for Ringo, and they wrote it in a key that suited his vocal range. Never released as a single, the song appeared on the 1967 album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
You know, and Mark, after about a year later, a little-known British singer with a gritty voice recorded his version in a slower time signature. That guy was Joe Cocker, and his cover version appeared on his 1969 debut album that featured none other than Jimmy Page on guitar and a quartet of stirring backup singers. Not only did Cocker's version reach number one in three countries, and unfortunately the U.S. was not one of them, it was also a highlight of Cocker's appearance at the Woodstock Festival in 1969. His version also became the theme song for the long-running TV sitcom The Wonder Years. I love that show.
Yeah, me too.
It was a great show. It was a very good job on what it was like growing up in that time period. So we're going to play back-to-back two remarkably different versions of With a Little Help from My Friends.
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. What do I do when my love is away?
Does it worry to be alone?
How do I feel by the end of the day?
Are you sad because you're on your own?
No, I get by with a little help from my friends. Get high with a little help from my friends. I'm gonna try.
Stand up and walk out on me. Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you
know?
All I need is my buddy. I say I'm gonna get high. Tell no one said no more. Gonna get by with my friends.
Yeah.
Love.
Could it be anybody?
certain it happens all the time, yeah.
What do you see when you turn on the light?
I can't tell you, but it sure feels like midnight. Don't you know I'm gonna make it with my friends? I promised myself I'd get by. Said I'm gonna try it with them too.
That is one of my favorite singers of all time, Joe Cocker.
Yeah.
Talking about knowing how to sell a song.
Soulful.
Yep. So you are listening to that classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM, and on demand 24/7. That leads us to our next group of songs. We're going to do American Woman. In 1970, the Canadian band The Guess Who released the number one hit, American Woman. It catapulted the band to international fame and made them the most successful Canadian rock group throughout the 1960s and the 1970s. Written by the band's keyboard player and lead singer, Burton Cummings, who I believe has one of the best rock and roll voices.
Absolutely.
The song came about while the band was noodling around during a concert.
Just noodling, Jim.
Noodling. I noodle a lot, too. My wife asked me, what are you doing? I go, I'm noodling.
Noodling.
You know, I'll clean the windows. Okay, but I'm done noodling. The song takes a shot at young American girls who Cummings felt matured too quickly versus Canadian girls. The song also contains some anti-Vietnam War lyrics, although Cummings emphasizes it was not written as an anti-war song.
Well, in 1999, Lenny Kravitz performed a cover version for the Austin Powers movie, The Spy Who Shagged Me. Can I say that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Although the song did not have the chart success of the original, it earned Kravitz a Grammy for Best Male Rock Performance. In Kravitz's version, the guitar and vocals are cranked up to 11, and the music video that he produced was in constant rotation on various video channels. So here are these two versions of a classic song. Let's listen.
Let me be. Don't come a-hanging around my door. I don't want to see American woman. Said, get away, American woman. Listen to what I say. Don't come hanging around my door. Don't want to see your face no more. I don't need your war machines. I don't need your ghetto scenes. Colored lights can hypnotize. Sparkle someone else's eyes. Now, woman, get away from me.
Get away!
You've been listening to part one of that classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, the mighty 101.5 FM, and available on demand 24/7.